Contemporary Radio. I'm Bill Larson in New York. Vice President Agnew resigns. Details on that story in 60 seconds.
What a piece of work is man, how noble in reason, how infinite in faculties, in form and moving, how express and admirable, in action how like an angel.
Infinite in his faculties, yet so often just plain careless. No rational man ever meant to start a forest fire. So this year be extra careful, because only man can prevent them.
What a piece of work is man, how noble.
A public service message from the Advertising Council.
Vice President Agnew has resigned. Here's a report from ABC's Sam Donaldson in Baltimore.
Vice President Agnew has resigned his office, announcing here in a courtroom in Baltimore that he will plead and has pled nolle catendi, which the judge says is a functional equivalent of guilty, to one charge of income tax evasion for the year 1967. The judge sentenced the vice president to pay a $10,000 fine and to serve 2 to 5 months in jail, but the jail sentence was suspended. Mr. Agnew will not go to jail. In a packed courtroom, the vice president said that he was making this plea of nolle catendi, understanding the full consequences without having been coerced and of his full knowledge. Both sides, the Justice Department and the Vice President, said they thought it was in the interests of the nation not to divide the country by going through a protracted trial. And so Spiro T. Agnew is no longer Vice President of the United States. Sam Donaldson, ABC News in Baltimore.
ABC's Bob Clark in Washington reports Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield has called a meeting of Senate leaders and the chairman and ranking members of the Rules and Judiciary Committees to discuss the Agnew resignation. U.S. officials say there are indications Russia has begun a big effort to resupply military equipment to Egypt and Syria. More on that report from ABC's Herbert Kaplow in Washington.
The State Department doesn't know yet how much help the Russians reportedly are giving Egypt and Syria, but said spokesman Robert McCloskey this afternoon, if this turns out to be a massive airlift, it would tend to put a new face on the situation. Presumably, the kind of help also would influence any American response. McCloskey stressed that the United States is in intensive consultations with other nations, including the Soviet Union, in efforts to end the fighting. Herbert Kaplow, ABC News at the State Department.
Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir said this afternoon in Tel Aviv that Israeli troops are now in complete control of the Golan Heights. ABC's Bill Siemens was on the Golan Heights earlier today. Correspondent Siemens asked an Israeli soldier for his opinion of the Syrian troops.
I think that they are not bad soldiers, the Syrians. I have an experience with them. But anyway, we are better than the Syrians. And even they have more tanks and more guns, we will win the war.
That Israeli soldier said he thinks the Israeli army should go all the way to Damascus if necessary. There's an indication today that Jordan may join the battle against Israel. King Hussein called up all reservists in the Jordanian military. In Washington, Transportation Secretary Claude Brenniger says fuel rationing in the U.S. could be the result if the war in the Middle East lasts too long. Chairman Sam Ervin of the Senate Watergate Committee has been subpoenaed to appear in court here in New York the 23rd of this month. Ervin says the subpoena came from lawyers for John Mitchell and Maurice Stans. The two former cabinet members are accused in connection with an illegal contribution to the Nixon campaign. Repeating the top story, Vice President Agnew has resigned. This is ABC Contemporary Radio.
This is Ed Kane in New York for American Contemporary Radio. The contemporary newsbeat of the world, and my colleagues and I are on call to go anywhere to cover the news. It's a big staff, but more important, it's a seasoned staff. I've been a newsman for more than 20 years, anchored national election coverage, covered city politics, the county circuit, been under fire in a riot, slept in emergency shelters covering natural disasters. And that's pretty much the story of all the newsmen here. So for the news that's contemporary, get it from the veteran newsmen on this contemporary network station.
That's the latest news. I'm Bill Larson in New York for American Contemporary Radio. A service of ABC News.